This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't have any makeup on. I don't have any clothes on. How about that? Pretty exciting, huh?
Way too much information, Dougie.
What? Well,
it's cuter when Jennifer says she's in a robe.
Really?
You don't think no offense.
Oh, none taken. Thanks.
I'm going to actually agree with Victoria on this.
Really? Good for you. No political standoff here. Jennifer Horn, my friend, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the air on the Good Day program at 7 after the hour. Okay, so Joe Biden has the quote of the day. He said yesterday, I think I would have been the best president. Actually, we have him, he was being asked about the election, and this one he decided not to go. So here's what he said.
Yeah, I think I would have been the best president, but it was the right thing, not just for my family, for me. No one should ever seek the presidency unless they're able to devote their whole heart and soul and passion into just doing that. And Bo was my soul.
All right, let it go.
A message on your answering machine? Where was that audio from? It's a work in progress, Jen. Work in progress.
I'm too carried away with that. Okay, speaking of works in progress, the director of the Federales has reignited the debate over the Ferguson effect. You know what the Ferguson effect is, right? Everybody here know what the Ferguson effect is?
No.
Apparently not. Okay, Ferguson, Missouri. Shoot 'em up with the police and the video, and whether this guy should have been killed or should have done this, and how about that, and the rise and the tensions between black America and white America, and it all sort of started last year in Ferguson. The guy who runs the FBI said he thinks that because now everybody's got video cameras, mm-hmm. You know, the police are supposed to wear them, and they have them in the cars.
It's a whole different ballgame. Yeah,
it's a whole different world. So it has led to less aggressive policing and, in fact, is the cause for the spike in murders in cities like Chicago.
I agree 100%.
You buying that? No, I'm not buying it. In Chicago, I'm not buying it. Maybe someplace else.
I think police are afraid to police. Maybe not in Chicago, but I think
around the
country.
Why, if they're doing the job right, why would they be afraid? What are they afraid of?
Because why put your career on the line if someone... Look, even on film, depending on the angle, things can look weird. And why put yourself on the line? Why put your career, your family's future on the line? You're not going to go the extra step that maybe they might have gone before.
But it's
so wait, they're saying that other people are, this is not cop on
people
person
people are getting
violence.
Away
you're
with things
okay.
Because the police are choosing, like in Baltimore. See, I think this is a specious argument. They don't want to, they just don't want to do their job. They don't want to, they don't have leadership. The leaders of the cities aren't saying, you better do this because this is your job. They don't, in other words, they're not Frank Reardon, who is the police commissioner of New York on Blue Bloods, played by Tom Selleck. He would not.
I was going to say, I don't know that name, and I'm in Manhattan. That's not the police commissioner.
Yeah.
It's not Reardon. What is it? Bratton.
Oh, Reagan, excuse me.
Reagan. Oh, Frank. No, I meant the real one, but okay. We'll go back to famous people. You know Bill Bratton. Bill Bratton's no fun. We want to talk about Blue Bloods.
Well, supposedly the part is modeled after Bratton.
Yeah,
the part that
is that Magnum PI? Is that who's that?
Yeah, that's the old Magnum PI. Yeah. Wow, my.
You know, I don't think
ourselves.
The police are trying to do a bad job. I think it's a real issue in big cities. Maybe not so much in the small ones, but in the big cities, having people constantly down your throat, it does make you question whether how you do your job and how much you're willing to put into it.
Yeah. So the FBI says one thing, and now the guy who is the executive director of the National Fraternal Order of Police takes a shot at him, said, quote, this is James Pascoe saying he ought to stick to what he knows. apparently Pascoe doesn't think the guy that runs the FBI knows anything about what goes on locally. It's a real problem. Probably we have really serious problems with this kind of stuff. Yeah. There have been murder tallies up in Washington, Baltimore, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Chicago. I don't see there's any... I mean, we know about Washington. We know about Baltimore. I wonder sometimes... by the way, Los Angeles isn't in this list, Jennifer, which I find interesting. Los Angeles, in many ways, is a city unto its own. It doesn't usually go with the national trends in much of anything. And policing and the situation there, even if it's bad, you and I have both had experiences, or at least we've talked about things that we've seen when you live there all the time, I live there part of the time, and you know, there's plenty of reason to criticize the police in Los Angeles, but yet it doesn't seem to stick there like it does everywhere else. You ever notice that?
Well, yeah. I think we've been pretty lucky. I mean, there have been especially over the last year or two, I think maybe two or three stories, one that you guys probably heard because it caught national attention, where that homeless person was shot in downtown Los Angeles, and they made a big deal, and it was, you know, the police were shooting an unarmed person, and always, in the last three times at least, it's come back to show that the police did everything by the book. And I don't know if that's because we've lucked out with pretty good leadership with Bill Bratton and now Charlie Beck, or if it just happens that these cases that catch on in a big way ended out working in the favor of the police. But in whatever the case, I think the LAPD holds itself at least to a pretty high standard.
Okay. So this is sort of food for thought. You can react. We have a constant Twitter feed going, conversation there. Does the viral video effect blunt police work? Yes or no? Instagram.com/Good Day, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. Does using the police have these videos in the car, but they disable them? You've heard that story how many times? And then they have them on their uniform, and I don't know that they're disabled there as much, but they can be. When they're using them, are police not engaging in confrontations more?
They
because
just rolled them out locally, by the way, Dougie, on in the Inland Empire, where I do my local radio show.
Right.
They just rolled out the chest cams, you know, that the police officers wear on their uniforms. Yeah. And we had the police chief on who was so excited about it because he said, you know, people think that this somehow will slow us down. He said, but this actually just backs up our play, because
one of the things that I wonder in the practice.
Well, when you're not doing anything wrong, and I agree with that, Jen, then that makes sense. It's vindication in a sense.
Well, let's take this from a different point of view. Have you ever really looked at a police officer to see all the gear that they're wearing? Look, sometimes just stop and watch a police officer walking up and down the street on a beat, getting out of a car or whatever it is. Look at all the paraphernalia that these people have to carry on their person. The gun, the nightstick, the mace, the belt, the gizmo for the audio. They have the audio and video stuff they have to wear on their shoulders. I mean, this is like wearing a 15-pound bathrobe. If you ever have gone to a good resort and you put on these heavy bathrobes, you know, walk around with these things. And some of them wear a vest as well. That's a lot of weight to be carrying around. I think that would slow me down if I were a police officer.
How are you going to chase? I should be a police officer if I get to wear a 15-pound bathrobe all the time. That's pretty nice.
Okay. There's the peanut gallery. Let's finish this conversation with a focus on what happened in South Carolina yesterday. Remember Michael Slager, who was the police officer who was indicted by the grand jury, white police officer, shot and killed Walter Scott, the unarmed black man, after a traffic stop. He said he fired his gun in self-defense because Scott grabbed at his taser. A few days later, the video of the incident surfaces showing Slager shooting Scott in the back. And now South Carolina has charged Slager with murder. But then yesterday, the federal grand jury charged him with things like violating civil rights laws, misleading investigators. He's pled not guilty to these charges. But this is just another one of these series of cases that over the past couple of years have brought us around to understanding that this viral video effect may, there's something to it. And I think it's also given rise to the Black Lives Matter movement. There is a lot of, and this is going to be a hot summer because the political campaigning and the strong feelings about the candidates, et cetera, et cetera. So there's going to be a lot of this kind of stuff this summer for us to contend with. And everybody needs to be cool. Cool, calm, and collected. Like your Uncle Dougie, who is always cool, calm, and collected. Boys and girls, be just like me when you grow up. Cool, calm, collected. As a matter of fact, when you listen to this program, don't you have that sort of zen feeling when you listen
totally.
To my voice?
Completely.
Just cool, calm.
I'm meditating right now.
All right, we'll meditate on this. As long as you're in the meditation mood, let's get you into a MyPillow mood. Your pillow is no good. MyPillow is good. MyPillow can be your pillow. If you get a MyPillow, then it'll be your pillow. You following me so far? You follow? MyPillow is for you. This is a pillow. Mike Lindell started making pillows for other people a number of years ago, and they were good. They were selling. He says, why am I selling these to the big stores and I only make half as much? I'll sell these pillows myself. So he did, and he does, and he will, because the MyPillow is a good pillow. And you can get this pillow for yourself, support your head, your neck, your legs, your back, whatever it is that will get you a good night's rest. That's what you want. MyPillow doesn't go flat, doesn't get hot. You can wash it in the dryer. No, you can't wash it in the dryer. You can wash it in the washing machine, and then you can put it in the dryer. And it's made in America, comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a big warranty. So why am I telling you all this? I want to incentivize your use of the MyPillow. So you call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. And what do we use for a promo code, ladies? I was going to say girls. Ladies, what's the promo code?
DS.
And that stands for?
Dumb. Doug Steffen.
That was kind of disrespectful.
That was mean. It sort of came
mean.
Out weird.
Yeah, really. Do you have these hidden feelings about me that you think I'm a dumb such and such?
No.
Now, wait a minute. You always talk to me in such a loving manner, even when we disagree.
Your promo code is Doug Steffen.
You hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry.
800.
I'll put myself in the corner.
874 with a dunce cap. 8985. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code Doug Steffen, which stands for DS, or vice versa, DS. Doug Steffen. 800-874-8985. Get two MyPillows for the price of one. You got one, your partner's got one, and it doesn't cost you anything to give. Actually, I'm going to take the one that I didn't pay for, and I'm going to give the one that I did pay for to Meredith. How's that for a deal? 800-874-8985, promo code DS.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
You. The road, nothing else. This is what it's like to start your legend on an Indian motorcycle. And now for a limited time, we'll add $1,500 to your trade-in value, plus $1,000 in accessory and apparel credit. Go ahead. The road is calling. Indian Motorcycle. Be legendary. Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada and subject to credit approval. Trade-in allowance and accessory credit valid on select 2016 models. Good through 5/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear helmets. Never drink and ride.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?
When I'm 64.
This may be the theme for Old Cella. Or what are the other words? This is Coachella on old-time steroids. What are they? What is some of the other stuff that they
call it? Geezerpalooza.
Geezerpalooza.
I don't know. I just think it seems cool. I mean, I'd go. I mean, when you want to go?
Not for these prices, though. This is we were talking about this last week. The announcement there would be two weekends and then a weekend between a festival, kind of like what they do down at Jazz Fest in New Orleans and what they do at Coachella every year, but this is for the older. Coachella is normally the younger crowd and younger music, but then a bunch of old rockers got together. But the Beatles, Paul McCartney, who else is in this? The Rolling Stones.
The Who, right?
The Who.
Yep.
Involved. Roger, what's his face, is involved?
Roger Waters.
Waters, yep. And
Neil Young, Dylan.
Old-timer. Yeah, right. Okay. So this
it's
is
an amazing lineup. And Paul McCartney. Did we say Paul McCartney?
McCartney represented, so it was the Beatles.
We said the Beatles, but we knew.
Okay.
Oh, without minus three.
They already have taken in $150 million. They sold out the first round in 3 hours. This is the biggest box score in the history of American concerts.
Exciting. That is huge.
They have gone, they figured this thing might have brought in 50, 60 mil, already 150. The demand has led the organizers to increase the number of reserved seats. There are now going to be 35,000 reserved seats, scaled at $1,599, $999, $699. And if you want to stand up, it's $399 to get in for one day.
Wow.
You want to be there for the whole week, it's $1,599. There are various programs for whatever seats. And most of these have been scalped. So if you really want to go to this thing and you don't have a ticket, you're going to have to pay a lot more than this to get in. It's like going to a regular concert. I said this, I want to go see Adele. And the prices were $200, $300, maybe $400 to sit in the front row. And now those are all bought up by the scalpers, and you spend $700, $800, $900 to go see Adele for 2 hours. I'm gonna spend that kind of money.
I've never made it to the fancy general, or I'm sorry, the fancy reserve seat at the Polo Fields in Indio, which is where this concert is being held.
Yeah.
But I've been to the general admission quite a few times, and I've got news for you. For that $400 minimum, you don't even see the stage.
No,
and there's no seating at all, right? So right. There's
you
no
bring
seating.
Your chairs. Yeah, yeah. You bring chairs.
You bring your own.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I was worried about all the geezers. You know, it's keeling over in the hot sun.
Sort of like sitting in your yard listening to music.
Right, yeah, you turn up. I got a nice Bob K, my pal, and my coworker has set up a nice audio system in my new house. And I can turn on the music.
I think you could do this at your place because you have lots of land, Dougie.
Yeah, let's do that.
You could actually do outdoor concerts without the person,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I could do
Dougie
it down
Palooza.
At
the... We'll do the, Dougie Palooza. Could...
Dougie
Palooza. Dougie Palooza, exactly. Like that.
That's an interesting idea, isn't it? Huh? I can have a
you
big
some
concert.
Mooing in the background.
Yeah,
the but cows you could out sell there. Some, you know, treats, ice cream, sell ice cream, and then just have people sit and bring picnics.
Yeah, it's a good
I
idea.
Like it.
Dougapalooza or Dougcella. How's that? Yes, no?
I like Dougie Palooza better.
I like Palooza better just because it's fun to say, but you know, whatever.
Dougcella. Ring to it.
That sounds like a name, though. I don't know if people would know. They'd be like, who's Dougcella? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a Dougapalooza is going to be
sounds like
easier.
A cholesterol medicine. It's not good branding for your concert.
That's probably not a good idea. All right, anyway. So this is a big celebration, though. And it's fun for people to get excited. Actually, you can hear it in our voices. People are getting excited about the prospects. Even if we don't go, there'll be lots of coverage of it. These guys will be a wildly wonderful energy all around all these old dudes. Having nothing but fun and going to the bank laughing. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Missing pets. Nothing could be more worrisome or devastating to a pet guardian than to come home and find out their pet is missing. Listen to these statistics, folks. Approximately 5 to 10 million pets are lost every year, and less than half are returned. But pet guardians can take a number of steps to give their pets the best chance of finding their way home. First of all, provide your pet with the proper ID and a microchip. And as soon as you notice your pet is missing, immediately start searching right away. Don't say, well, I'll go tomorrow, I'll go in an hour. Look right away. Advertise, 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 offer a reward. And this is important. Physically go to your shelter and shelters surrounding your neighborhood consistently. The volunteer you spoke to on Monday might not be there on Tuesday, and you don't want the opportunity of your dog to be adopted to someone else or even worse, euthanized to take place. So make sure when you lose your pet, you check right away, go to the shelters, contact the policeman, and check with the mailman. They know every nook and cranny in the neighborhood. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Know-how. Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. account, whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now. Simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's 34 after the hour.
Incoming!
This is the Good Day program with my friends, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen.
Ooh.
All right, so that's the sound effect for the results of a federal investigation that suggests that fertilizer plant that blew up a couple of years ago in Texas, remember that? It was, in fact, an inside job. It was set. It wasn't something that happened as a matter of when you put a bunch of... Remember, the whole focus on fertilizer and what it can do as a bomb goes back to the Oklahoma City Federal Building bombing that took place in, what was that, 2002, I think, 2003, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that, you know, they brought that Ryder rental truck parked in front of the federal building and then lit it off and blew up half the building. And so people thought, well, you put all that stuff together and it's dangerous. It isn't dangerous unless you use something to sort of be a catalyst, if you know what I mean. Arson is a great catalyst when you put people together. It's like putting, you know, the old days and the old cowboys, they used to have gunpowder laying around. And they used it to blow up the mines. And they'd have a trail of gunpowder, and somebody would be smoking a cigar, and they'd light the fuse, and then it would blow everything up. Well, that's pretty much what happens at in any circumstance where there's a bunch of fertilizer and diesel fuel and other things that are highly explosive. You need something. They're not going to combust unless there's something that starts the combustion.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was really a mess. 150 houses were destroyed. Hundreds of people were hurt.
Wow.
Investigators looking into what might have caused the fire. They blamed it on the company at first, faulty electrical wiring. But what really has come out of this after studying it for a couple of years is that it was a criminal act. Nobody knows who the criminals are, but they know it was not something that just happened. And I think that's what, more often than not, if you really dig around in these things, I've been around fertilizer all my life, most of it natural, but sometimes I've used on the farm chemical.
On-air fertilizer. is organic fertilizer or natural fertilizer, is that as flammable or combustible as the stuff with all the chemicals?
Probably not, right? Well, no, when you think about it, this is what I love about, and I'm saying this very lovingly, about people who have not grown up around the farm. Your question, within the question is an answer. There is no such thing as natural fertilizer. It either is natural or fertilizer in and of itself is natural because it comes from components that are of the earth, come from
organic,
out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But there are things that are done in the laboratory that add to, if you will, that make it stronger, is more potash or...
Mm-hmm. Fortifies it, right.
Yeah, right, exactly. But I use my natural fertilizer is the manure that comes out of the dogs. The dogs, good dog. Out of the cows. You could use dog manure, I suppose, it'd be hard to collect. But it's all from horses, cows, pigs, sheep, mm-hmm. you know, the chickens. All that stuff is what is produced through the natural workings of. That's why human fertilizer is just as good. It may not be palatable because people don't want to think of their poop being used as fertilizer.
Doesn't that cause the listeria? Isn't that what caused like the spinach problem? Didn't somebody poop in a field though?
No, well,
I'm not kidding.
As a visualization, a bunch of Hispanics go over in the corner and take a big dump. That's really good. I like that, Jennifer. No.
Well, in my mind, that's what happened.
Well, no, what actually happened is there are wastewater treatment plants now. When you understand that through this the mechanism that the EPA has required, there are these really sophisticated sewerage treatment plants that are all over the country. And they extract from the liquid. They take liquid and put it in one bin, and they put solids in another. And then the solids that come out of the wastewater treatment plant are pelletized, and they put them in a bag and they bring them around. And I've used them for manure on my fields. They're quite good. It's the same as anything else. But it seems distasteful to use it for that. But that's, you know, what it's good for. It keeps them being wasted completely. Now, in the circumstances that Jennifer's talking about, in those fields, they had the liquid manure, the human waste liquefied, and they sprayed it on the plants after they came out of the ground. That it really is nonsensical. It's not good farming practice, actually, to spray any kind of fertilizer, manure, especially, on to the leaves of lettuce or spinach or anything else that's growing, what comes out of the ground. Because as the leaves grow, they've absorbed the manure into the leaf, and so when you pick it and you wash it to get it clean, you are not going to get it all out because it's actually in the fabric of the leaf. So when it's put into these bags or in these little packets and then sealed, if it gets exposed to heat, that stuff, the listeria, the E. coli, the salmonella, just grows in the whatever you're using, whether it's a little plastic container, a bag, or whatever it is, because there's no air getting in there. So this stuff grows. And then when you get it home, even if you wash it, you're not going to wash that stuff off because it's actually in the leaves. And so that stuff, if you have a weak immune system with all the salmonella that's growing in there or listeria, it'll go and make a mess of your gut. And it, you know, listeria is very strong and can attack and eat up all the good bacteria and make you really sick. You've got a good, strong immune system, don't want to bother you at all. But that's where it comes from, that long explanation. But you get what I'm saying now, Jennifer? Is that
answering
your question?
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what happens. All right. So we've got that taken care of. I want to get to Bernie Sanders, one of our affiliates, KYYA in Billings, Montana, has a really good morning program who follows, I think, in the next half hour, us on the station locally. Scott Frederick's his name. And he caught up with Bernie Sanders last night because Bernie was in Billings. And we have some of the audio from that, which we will focus on in a moment here on Good Day.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For
unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Paid on spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower to shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748. 800-787-1748.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
44 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Bernie Sanders is big in California. I think that through his campaign, you'd have thought that people, because it's sort of a progressive state, a lot of delegates, reliable source of hope. Bernie Sanders said he thought we had a path of victory when he was talking to the LA Times last month. But now, your primary, which is June 7th, Jennifer, actually may count. Sanders may not be as strong there as he thought he was going to be. He's had a couple of wins this month. He's done okay. He's traveling around. But I'm wondering what you think, What's more than what you think? What's the gossip? What's the scuttlebutt in California where Bernie Sanders at this point?
Well, I think people are really hopeful that he can win the state, and the numbers are looking like it's a possibility. And you have to remember he has won a lot of the last competitions. I mean, the last primaries. I think he's won, what, something like 8 out of the last 10, something like that.
Yeah.
But Hillary Clinton only needs 17% more of the vote to get to the nomination. So is it for nothing? Well, I think people are assuming that Bernie wants to help shape the platform for the Democratic Party, which is why he's sticking in. He wants to do the minimum wage. He wants to do the free college thing. He wants to have those fingerprints on what the platform will look like for the Democrats. But I think the big thing is, and it's the first time we've talked about it, really in an election cycle, are these superdelegates in the Democratic side, that 15% of the vote is determined by people that we don't even know. They're just these superdelegates who mostly have pledged their support to Hillary Clinton and will turn this election. So it seems like Bernie Sanders is the popular choice for voters, but Hillary Clinton is the choice for the party establishment. She has actually gotten less votes, and she's so far ahead of Bernie Sanders than she did in 2008 when she was running against President Obama. And she lost in that race. I mean, it's kind of crazy when you put the two next to each other.
All right. So Bernie Sanders last night was in Billings, Montana, our affiliate there, KYYA, and Scott Fredericks having a conversation with him. Here he talks about getting adequate health care for veterans.
The truth is that when men and women put their lives on the line to defend us, we have a very, very deep responsibility to make sure that they get all of the health care that they need, good quality health care in a timely manner, and B, that they get the benefits that they earned also in a timely manner. And I think we are not doing that right now. And as president, I will do everything I can to make that happen. And I've worked to make certain that in states like Montana, where you are a very, very large state geographically, that people are able to get the medical care they need without having to travel hundreds of miles to a VA facility.
All right. Scott Fredericks asked him how he would create jobs.
I have introduced the most comprehensive climate change legislation ever introduced in the U.S. Senate. In that legislation is $41 billion. That is a lot of money to help transform those communities that are hit hard by this transformation. I am perhaps the strongest pro-worker member of the United States Senate, somebody who has a 98% voting record with unions and for working people. So the last thing in the world that I want to see is to see workers displaced and thrown out on the streets. And that is why our legislation will create new jobs in the communities that are impacted by the transformation. They will provide health care. They'll provide educational opportunities. And they will provide extended unemployment. They will do it. We will do everything that we can to protect workers as part of the transformation process.
And Scott Fredericks asked him how he's going to help seniors and disabled veterans with his plan for Social Security.
Here's the fact. All over this country, you got a lot of elderly people, seniors, you got disabled veterans who are struggling to stay alive on $10,000, $11,000 a year Social Security. And you know what? You really can't stay. You can't make it on that. Now, my Republican colleagues in the Senate, many of them want to cut Social Security benefits. And I think that that is really quite ugly and unacceptable. We have legislation in that would lift the cap on taxable income so that somebody making millions of dollars a year would contribute the same amount in as somebody making $118,000. And we start at $250,000 and we go up. If you do that, we can expand Social Security benefits by $1,300 a year for people earning less than $16,000 a year now. That's a big boost.
All right. So thanks to Scott Fredericks, who is on the air at KYYA in Billings, Montana, for getting us that sound in his conversation with Bernie Sanders last night. 50 minutes past the hour. This is Good Day. Hello, 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 hello.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound un-flippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here on the Good Day program with his overview of how to make life in your home better, helpful hints from a handy hardware man. What is that?
That's a commercial, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Do you know who it's for? What it's for?
Ace Hardware.
Ace? Ace is the man. Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah.
So anyway, Tom's the ace here. He's the ace in the hole. Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Home Improvement Money.
Home Improvement Money? Yeah. We all need some home improvement money.
The Money Pit, which is a home improvement show that is the best one in the country, if not the world.
Thank you.
And he has some questions that need answers. We'll have those for you in a moment here on Good Day.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave
shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection. Only out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
All right, here we are, 55 minutes after the hour, with Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Aiden in Georgia, listening, has a story about his wife. Apparently, she unplugs all the appliances in a thunderstorm, including the refrigerator. I've argued for years that he doesn't need to do that. That's okay. Tom's going to be there. Either there's going to be a big divorce here, like or they'll get along like forever for the rest of time. Settle this argument, will you?
Well, I mean, I think that her behavior stems in the fact that it is possible for appliances to be damaged should your home be hit by, say, lightning in a thunderstorm. However, unplugging everything is maybe a little excessive. There are other ways you can handle that. For example, you could put a surge suppressor in at the main electrical panel, and that would pretty much cover the entire house. You wouldn't have to unplug things all across the house if you did that. You can also use local surge suppressors. Now, of course, you probably wouldn't do this on a refrigerator because a refrigerator pulls a lot of power, and if you put a surge suppressor in it, it might sort of electronically misbehave. That's why I would only put that one at the main panel. But if you had like televisions, computers, things like that, you would put those on one of those sort of strip-style surge suppressors. So right. Conceptually, she's not wrong, but there are much more convenient ways to do this than unplugging everything by hand.
All right. So there you go. So who wins?
They're both right.
Everybody right. Wins. Richard, listening in New Mexico, has a Southwest-style home with a clay tile roof. Wants to know if you can replace this with another material that would look authentic. Do they make kind of phony-looking, like they make phony-looking shakes you can put on your roof in
that look like cedar? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And they make one that looks like clay, too. And the key is that what they basically do with these shingles, Doug, is they're asphalt shingles, but they sort of print a shadow line, which makes the shingle look thicker than it is when you look at it from the street. Mm-hmm. Now, where the rubber hits the road with this is if you were really putting in, say, a clay tile roof or even a wood shake roof, you would use copper flashings, right, at the valleys. Yeah. And that would be sort of a stand-up flashing. It has sort of a little peak on it, and it looks very distinctive. So if you're going to do that, if you want to look that way, do those flashings that same style. Don't like do like a weave at the valleys instead of the flashing at the valleys because it kind of gives it away.
Huh. All right. That's an interesting fix. All right, Alex, quickly. We got time for this? No, we don't have time for this. Well, maybe we do. Quick. 4-year-old central air conditioning system works well except in the front room of the house. What does he do?
Yeah, it's always hotter in the front room of the house. It's not balanced properly, Alex. You need more supply air and more return air to that space so that you can overcome the BTUs that the summer sun is generating.
So you need a good person who knows what the heck he's doing, right?
Design is.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.